Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. Welcome back, you guys. Welcome to season 3 of the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I just want to drop this little disclaimer. I know in season 2 I said I'm going to be pushing out content every week. I kind of overexerted myself and that didn't happen. But we're here, season 3. We're not going to dwell on season 2. I just did want to say that. I did create some episodes, but excuse me, the last episode I spoke on, it just wasn't, it's something I wanted to speak about, and I thought I was prepared for it, but I wasn't, and it took me out. So we're going to save that for another time. I still have some stuff I need to work through, but season 3, we're about to kick it off. I just want to set the mood for y'all right now. I'm in my bed. It's Tuesday, 9:50 a.m. It is raining, gloomy thunderstorm outside, but like I said, I'm in my bed. Girls are on spring break. I could have took them to school, but I just wanted to a little bit more time with them. And I have my cup of coffee in my hand. So today is good. It's good right now. But I just wanted to come in here and talk to you guys about something that has been on my mind. So I've been reading I Will Thrive by Nicole Crank. If you have not read that book, I don't care if you're male, female, human, or donkey, you need to read that book. Yes, I was thinking about Shrek when I said that. But honestly, so I started reading that book again with my small group that I created through my church. And every week we read a different chapter and we come together, we try to come together and speak on what that chapter spoke to us about. But recently we had a chapter and it was talking about the walls, and Nicole was saying how she would put up a brick and God would be behind her taking that wall down, the same wall that she's building. And we build the wall to protect us. We build it as a form of protection, but honestly, what else is that wall keeping out? Like, I know for me, I created a wall for everything. I even had a wall as far as, like, my relationship with God. I've had, like, a show me type of thing. Like, oh, you say you could do this, so do it. Because it's like, I mean, that's not really a good relationship to have, but it's like, I've gone through some stuff, and I'm like, God, if I was taught that you are with me every walk of my life, how can you allow something like that to happen? Where were you? Why didn't you intervene? Why didn't you stop it? You know? So that created a wall in my faith. But as I got more involved in church this year, even last year, and things began to happen, and I learned to not test God. I've learned to trust God. Life has been, I'm not going to say it's been perfect, but it's been progressing in the right direction. So just think about, what walls have you put up? Who are you closing out? Are you closing out the exact things that you're praying for? Because let me tell you something. When I started, or I allowed that wall between me and God to be broken down, and I invited him back in, I've started to see that I am walking and the prayers that I've been praying. Like, I journal. I try to journal every day. Honestly, it does not happen that way. But I journal. So recently, I was looking for some important papers, and I stumbled upon a journal. And this is when I was journaling often. So I'm flipping through my journal, and I'm starting to look at some of these journal entries, and I'm like, I'm walking in that right now. I'm in that right now. And one of the journal entries that got me was when I was living at home with my mom. Let me paint this picture for you. I had a pretty big bedroom at my mother's house. It could fit my bed, which was like a queen, I think. I don't know. I still ask my mom what size my bed is, even though I bought this bed myself. I don't know. But I was living at home with my mom. My room was big enough for me to have a sofa. And I wouldn't even call it a love seat. So I had a three-seater sofa, a two-seat sofa, a bed, and still so much space, right? So let's fast forward that to when I became a mom. I had a bassinet, a crib, one of those sofas, my bed, and toys. And we were all living in one room. And I used to remember, like, I need peace. I need my space. I have my bed, but everything else is dedicated to my children. And like, as a mom, we make sacrifices for our kids. We do. But it wasn't a sacrifice that I wasn't willing to make. It was a sacrifice I didn't want to sacrifice anymore. So I put my head down and I'm like, you know what? I'm journaling and I don't have the journal entry right in front of me, but I remember saying, God, thank you so much for allowing me to wake up in my own house. I'm drinking coffee at my kitchen table while the girls are asleep in their own rooms, their own beds. I woke up to no little people in my bed because they slept through the night in their own beds and they love their room. I love my room. I have my space and, and mind you, I wrote this before it happened, but I'm sitting here and I'm reading it and I'm like, yo, I'm walking through this right now. I'm in this moment. And the thing about it is, it's something that I wrote about years ago before it happened. Before it happened, but if I kept that wall up, if I kept the wall up and I kept feeling like, well, God, you want me to move, I'm gonna need you to move first. When I move, you move. No, like, that is not the relationship that we should have. This ain't a Ludacris song, okay? Like, it's not a show me type of thing. You have to walk in faith. And when you walk in faith and you honestly, you can say that you've been walking in faith, it's going to happen, but you have to stop creating that wall. And I'm not saying to be naive and let everybody in. Have some discernment. But the wall that you need to break down is the wall between you and who you believe in. Like, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in them. But I had a wall. And I'm like, God, I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying and you're not doing anything. God is a gentleman, for one, okay? God is not going to go anywhere where he is not invited. There's been times when I'm just like, I can do it. I can do this myself. I can do this myself. God, you haven't been moving fast enough, so I'm gonna do it by myself. And when I try to do it by myself, y'all, I kid you not, it takes much longer than it would if I released it over to God. There's been times when I'm just like, you know what, y'all? You know what, God? I can't do this. I need you. I need you. And you know what happens? God comes through, rolling in deep, y'all. Like, so serious. So just think about this. What walls are you creating? Are you keeping out the same thing that you're actually praying for? Because, like I said, with this apartment, y'all, this apartment is perfect. Two bedroom, it's down the street from my mom's house, down the street from the girls' school. It is like the perfect location. It'd take me 15 minutes to get to the airport, 15 minutes to get anywhere else, 15 minutes, 30 minutes to get to church. It's like an awesome location and it's everything I prayed for. But if I kept that wall up, it would have taken me even longer. If I would have kept that wall up and felt like I could do it on my own, it would have taken me even longer. And I'm not just saying, oh, just don't put no effort into it. I had to put some effort into it. I had to let that wall fall. I had to pray to God. And I had to show up. I had to show up. I had to, like, God, what am I trying to say? What do they say? You can lead a horse toward it, but you can't make it drink. I'm the horse. God has led me to the water, but it was up to me whether I wanted to drink it or not. And when I tell y'all, when it's water ordered by God, it is so tasty. It's gonna fill your every quench. You won't be thirsty anymore, y'all. Like, oh, I'm so excited. But that's all I got for this episode. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Just some homework for you. Break that wall down. Identify what walls you have up. You can have a bit of discretion. You don't have to let everybody in at the same time, but just work on it. And I'm telling you, if you have a wall between you and God, release it. Release it. Sometimes things happen because there's a lesson to be learned. There's a message in the mess. Like, allow it, embrace it, love it. Love on it. Okay, I'm done. Thank you guys so much. I am going to be 100% honest, and I know I just said I'm done. But y'all, I was not in the best mind space when I created this episode. But something told me to just talk, just speak, just let it flow. And y'all, when I tell you I'm hype right now, I'm hype. I'm so happy. My cheeks are hurting. So I'm done for real. Thank you guys so much for watching or listening. Sorry, the babies keep playing YouTube, but thank you so much for listening. Come back for next week's episode. I'm so excited to be back and doing this with you guys. Mwah.